Twitches, welcome back to Majestic Queen Vibes. Today we're going to be talking about cleansing. Common methods for cleansing are use the elements. Cleanse a room or item with water, fire, earth, or air. If you're using water, you're going to soak or sprinkle. Fire, pass through a flame. For air, you can use smoke from incense or from any other smoking agent. Earth, you're going to bury or sprinkle in dirt. Recanning, sometimes referred to as smoke cleansing. This method uses the smoke of herbs and plants to cleanse a space, item, or person. It's very, very important to pick herbs that correspond to your need, light a bundle, and lead the smoke. You can also use salt. Salt used in all spiritual beliefs, this method soaks up all negative energy, not just one negative entity, all. You can use sun and moonlight. Allow your items to cleanse in the sunlight or moonlight, or open your windows to cleanse a space with these energies. You can also use crystals. Use corresponding crystals to cleanse a space or an item. Lay them on yourselves. Carry them around to cleanse your spirit. Okay, Twitches, so now that we know what methods to use for cleansing, let's tell you how to cleanse. Find the target that you're wishing to cleanse. It could be you, it could be your space, it could be your house, it could be your car, it could be your workspace. Choose a method you wish to use. Listen to your intuition. Always make sure that your method is safe and reasonable. Hold your intention while cleansing. Stay focused and grounded above all. Follow up by filling the cleansing space with positive energy to avoid negative energies. So now, when do we cleanse? That's everyone's biggest question. When do you cleanse? Whenever your intuition tells you to, first and foremost. But these are some common ones that you can use. When you get a new tool, when a tool or room feels stale or off, when tools or space come into contact with negative energies. These are all the times that you cleanse. Thank you for joining us on Majestic Queen Vibes and with your Voodoo Queen, Nisha, and I'll see you guys later.